Continuous Improvement Methods Roadmap. Several well-tested approaches to continuous process improvement evolved during the last half of the 20th century. Many are related to total quality management to one degree or another, emphasizing the reduction of defects or elimination of waste in the use of time and materials. These various approaches are complementary and may have the most impact when combined under a continuous improvement umbrella. In brief, here are some well-accepted continuous improvement approaches. Lean strives to include quality in the product and processes using empowered teams, and it emphasizes elimination of waste. It grew from the same principles included in Just-in-Time, JIT, which focuses on reducing inventories to zero so that products always appear when they are needed, not before. When a lean system is running on tech time, releasing supply based on the rate of demand, JIT delivery of supplies is virtually a necessity to honor the commitment to zero accumulation of inventory in production queues. Six Sigma focuses on enhancing the customer experience by reducing the number of defects in a process until they approach statistical insignificance. Six Sigma keeps the focus on achieving high-quality processes, not just fast ones. Errors inevitably introduce waste into a process. The Theory of Constraints, TOC, provides a systematic method of increasing a system's throughput by identifying the slowest element in the system, the constraint, and focusing initial improvement efforts on that element. As one constraint is eliminated, another appears. Hence, TOC is inherently a continuous improvement strategy. Part of that effort involves maintaining buffers at the constraints, which may seem to be incompatible with lean. But as the buffers are added only just before the current constraint and their level is carefully controlled, the other parts of the system could have reduced buffers. These approaches to continuous improvement can be used successfully together. For example, when TOC has a system running at the speed necessary to satisfy customer demand, lean tactics can be used to reduce waste and optimize delivery timing, while Six Sigma controls smooth out system variability. Waste is common to both lean and JIT, and so is addressed here. Waste. JIT and lean emphasize the elimination of waste, non-value-added activities. Waste is given a broad definition by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. 1. Any activity that does not add value to the good or service in the eyes of the consumer. 2. A byproduct of a process or task with unique characteristics requiring special management control. Waste production can usually be planned and somewhat controlled. Scrap is typically not planned and may result from the same production run as waste. C. Hazardous waste. For instance, the first production run of the day may result in startup waste because the product coloration doesn't meet specifications since the colorants haven't been used since the last run hours ago. Toyota pioneered JIT and Lean and is well known for identifying and tracking waste in its Toyota production system. Exhibit 4-52 shows the types of waste. Exhibit 4-52. Types of waste. Toyota's Taichi Ono originally defined the first seven deadly wastes in the Toyota production system. The eighth waste, unused people skills, was defined by James P. Womack and Daniel T. Jones in Lean Thinking. Overproduction is considered the most serious of the eight wastes. While JIT and Lean concepts have their most familiar applications in manufacturing, they also have wider application in supply chain management. A smooth-running production process often can be achieved only when it is part of a smooth-running supply chain.